Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports, medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity, LER Magazine, and MVP Parent Magazine, Right Fit Sports Wellness, and Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. We got a great doubleheader today, Dr. Rachel Wellner. She's a physician and surgeon. And she's also the author of this new children's book, Dr. Marcia and the Case of Missing Hot Dogs and Marshmallows, all about healthy eating. She's joining me. And then Dan Johnson. Dan's a personal trainer, fitness supervisor, director at Edwards Elmer's Health and Fitness Club, Seven Bridges Hill in Illinois. It's been my home club for, 20 years. Then the sports doctor's in with some emails. But first, let's welcome Dr. Rachel Wellner. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Sports Doctor, it's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Give us some background. And by the way, everybody, Dr. Wellner, she's an international physician and surgeon with so many different great programs in various countries around the world. And we really want to thank her for all of that service. Give us some background on you leading to your new book.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Well, happy to explain. Well, I've had a lifelong passion for writing. Believe it or not, I was a Spanish literature major in college while I went pre-med. So I've been a writer for a long time, expressive of ideas. I have a lot of creative juices, and I really wanted to take some of my medical knowledge, even though I'm in the breast oncology surgery world, to other people. You know, I went to medical school, I did my pediatric rotation, and, you know, surrounded by lovely nieces and nephews and kids all over the place, and I really wanted to help our kids grow up right.
You know, it's interesting, because you jumped in for, I was telling you, probably for 25 years, give or take a few weeks, on the Sports Doctor, we have talked about the challenge of childhood obesity. With experts from everywhere. We've talked about the bullying side of things. The number one reason for bullying, by the way, with children is obesity, is weight concerns.
It.
So it's a gigantic project, and we've made a lot of progress. However, we're still treading water. The challenge is as big as it's ever been. So give us a little bit of insight on where these missing hot dogs and marshmallows might be, and who's Dr. Marcia?
Sure. First of all, that's true. I want to say that, you know, in this country, for the first time ever over the last 10 years, obesity has overtaken starvation as the number one food-related illness in both children and adults. So it really is a problem and an epidemic. So I created this kangaroo doctor character, Dr. Rue. Dr. Marcia Rue is her full name. So if you just call her by her surname, she's Dr. Rue. And I like to call her that when she sort of goes into hero mode. Basically, Dr. Rue, she has a pouch where all of her medical supplies remain, just like any kangaroo. They're marsupials. They have the pouch. And this pouch is magical. So when she gets called to go somewhere to go solve a healthcare problem, her pouch sort of lights up in a magical way. And you see things like stethoscopes and thermometers and tongue depressors start sort of flying out of her pouch. So that's the character of Dr. Rue. And in this book, Louis Lama is the postmaster, and he comes to Dr. Rue and tells her, we have a big problem in Washington, D.C. So she flies from Australia to Washington, D.C., to face the problem of someone stealing all of the hot dogs and marshmallows from the big 4th of July cookout in D.C. that the mayor of Washington and all of his colleagues are putting on.
perish the thought that they're stealing all of these. Again, you know, the message to children that involves, you know, the good eating habits, making it fun, as far as also being really, really informative, I think is really one of the secrets to try to get the message across, right?
Absolutely. You know, as she goes on her journey piloting the plane from Australia to Washington, Dr. basically reviews the whole food pyramid. And there's one of her friends, Terrence Toad, is a little skeptical and he likes his junk food. But he learns little by little to replace it with healthier foods, giving him better energy, making him stronger, healthier. He can cross the road without flopping. And notices that he's not having these cravings all the time for, you know, fast food cheeseburgers and donuts, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course, you know, fast food is a overwhelming challenge in our country, advertised ad nauseum. And again, when these problems are not caught early, it's probably 3 to 5 times more expensive to bring up a child who's dealing with health problems, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's other kinds of concerns, foot ankle problems, all sorts of joint problems when we're dealing again with obesity, let alone as well as in the senior population. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back years. What were the topics? Who were the guests? Again, all aspects of sports medicine, fitness, wellness, from what's the best shoe to what about concussions to what about these high-performance kids trying to prevent injuries and all sorts of problems. You go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of information on so many different great publications, the new exciting one being MVP Parent Magazine. Where we're dealing again with the favorite topic of one of them, I'm a sports doctor, which is youth sports. Again, nutrition is such a big deal, and it still, again, is this gigantic problem. We're talking with Dr. Rachel Wellner. She is a physician and surgeon, a breast oncology surgeon, who is adding her writing skills to the area of children's eating habits. You mentioned at the beginning, again, what an epidemic we're dealing with obesity. How do people find out about the book? What's the best website, Rachel, for them to find out and get the book?
Sure. Thanks, Dr. Bob. So it's directly on Amazon under my name and Dr. Marsh in the case of the missing hot dogs and marshmallows. And they can also go to my website, www.drru.health.
Again, you know, these challenges of obesity staring us in the face. Even the COVID epidemic was overshadowed, or also with the obesity being one of the major health factors that was contributing to the complications of the virus. So again, it is such a big deal. And I mentioned before the idea of obesity being such a big deal, where we've had psychologists on, other experts, teachers, parents, talking about the bullying side of things, that is such a big problem in so many areas. How has your medical associates responded to the book? I bet there's a lot of excitement.
Yeah, I mean, there is. As you know, Dr. Robin, you already said, you know, there are hundreds of health problems that occur, you know, on the heels of obesity, including metabolic syndrome. You mentioned people don't think about it, the joint problems. I mean, you know, someone of 200 plus 300 pounds.
Diabetes.
Every time they walk.
Diabetes is an epidemic in the United States. And it's so related, again, to the obesity concern. And I used to say on the show with these experts decades ago that if we didn't solve this, it's going to break us financially. We can't afford these incredible complications.
Right. The costs of those complications, despite the fact that healthier food is costlier than, you know, quick and easy, on the back end, you're right. It's the expenses exponentially more to deal with when dealing with the complications of obesity. And you, apropos, you mentioned it during COVID that it, you know, puts people at risk for immunocompromise. In my own field, obesity puts women at risk for breast cancer.
It's just again and again, the bottom line is we're treading water at best in the area of adult obesity and the area of childhood obesity. They had to rename the diabetes categories because there were so many children involved over the past. Used to be called type 2 or adult onset diabetes. Remember, Dr. Wellner?
I do. Yep.
Right. Now it's childhood obesity and the diabetes side. So this is a tremendous challenge. What are some of the main messages? And tell us a little bit more along with the story in the book. What are some of the messages that you want parents and children to get? And what are the ages that you're looking at with the book?
Thank you, Deborah. Well, I'm looking for preschool to grade school. I have a nephew and niece that are 8 and 10, and they're reading Harry Potter, but they still love the books. So I would say even into the 10 to 12, you can get a lot of stuff out of these books because while they're written for children, they really do contain information that's good for all people. You know, I have a lot of food pyramid showing up in the book. So I literally give examples of healthy foods. I have her substituting an ice cream cone for a sort of fictional snack, a carrot as a base and a watermelon scoop as the ice cream. And I think that, you know, parents and kids need to open up
the
discussion.
Hey, that's a good one.
Right? Upside down carrot
for ice cream kind of picturing that. That's a pretty good idea. You know, the idea, the old food pyramid. Today, the new medicine is eat smarter and keep moving. Regardless of what we're talking about, but the pyramids and the three meals a day and all of these things, let alone, again, fast food, which has been so overpowering in its commercial power as children grow up, that it ends up being, a tremendous challenge because of all of the advertising that we're talking about.
Sure.
So, again, go back to some of the messages that you want parents.
So simply stated, you know, healthy food yields more energy, yields a healthy body, suppresses, you know, appetite for some of the negative foods. So I want that to come out. You know, the character of Terrence is important because he can't cross the street because he's eating junk. He can't get across the street. So I want that character to really stick in kids' minds. And I've also, you know, with a wonderful illustrator, she's drawn some beautiful fruits and vegetables and healthy meats and healthy vegetarian type meals. And I really want that to hit home. This is not in the book, but one practical message for kids would be to get involved in the cooking process, you know, having a gourmet night with their parents, four nights out of the week, as opposed to, you know, because kids don't naturally have a taste for broccoli.
See, families can get involved. You know, one of my favorite guests.
Get involved. This can start the discussion.
One of my favorite guests is Sally Sampson. She's the founder of Chop Chop Magazine, which is in half the pediatricians' offices around the country, all talking about, you know, healthy eating, but kids cooking with the family. Then we would chime in saying, you know, if you can all go walking together, but getting the family to participate in these good habits, I guess is you know such a sensible way to go about it. And the, you know, and then the case is, by the way, where are the missing hot dogs and marshmallows? Who's got them?
am I supposed to give away the story here?
No, I don't care. You've got to see the movie. If you want to find
you
out,
gotta
you've
got to read the read the book. It was done with good intentions. And at the end, Dr. Rue tells her team, they say, why did we do all this for hot dogs and marshmallows? The kids are better off. And she says, well, every once in a while, it's okay to have a special treat that may be a little less good for you. But that should be the exception and not the rule.
But that's another pearl. You know, the idea, the whole word diet, which has turned off everybody for a million years. It's funny because sports nutritionists use the term fueling. And people get that concept real fast when they listen to that word compared to, oh, you know, can you go on another diet and whatever.
Sure.
But we need people to be realistic. What's your next book? Is it going to be a recipe book?
It's already out, actually. That's funny. It's called Dr. Rue and the Case of the Hacking Hippo, and it teaches the importance of hand washing. So I'm creating a series actually with Dr. Ru. The third one is going to be.
I got a message for you. I'll participate in your next book. We got to talk about what the best shoe is. We have to pay attention to being in the proper shoes. So I'll be the sports doctor. Be glad to throw a couple of messages in as you you continue the series. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Oh, I would love that. Absolutely. That could definitely be one of my books. So I will.
Or be active. This was an interview we just got.
Yes,
we talked about again.
Yes, I have one plan for activity. You know,
you know, it's not that long ago that the gym class and recess was in real peril. We argued like crazy on the sports doctor about that as people were shutting down the ability of trying to keep these kids active. Not everybody makes a sports team. So the idea of activity and keeping these kids is that I wrote an article called Let's Get These Kids Walking. We wanted walking to be part of the school criteria, but go try to get things added to the school curriculum. That was another effort. So, but all of these things are connected if we're going to make a difference. And the earlier we start, so this is why it's so important to hear about.
I would say that the problem is simple but complex. You know, eating healthy food requires some food consciousness and it's a little more expensive and requires some planning. But once you build that routine around healthy diet or healthy food, it becomes life. It becomes a lifestyle. So, and it becomes ingrained and almost second nature. So that's sort of what you should get from the book. And you know, my hopefully sage advice to others, that the problem can be tackled, you know, one meal at a time kind of a thing.
Yes. And if there's a fun aspect to it, whether it's the treat that, hey, by the way, you could still include it, or healthy snacking, or the fact that, again, there's the participation with the kids. And I never saw a kid who didn't like, putting his hands and getting involved in the cooking side of things. But everybody's been so challenged with time and all these different kinds of craziness.
That's part of our problem. Our society is overworked.
So give us Dr. Rachel Weller. Give us the site again, whatever, more information about the book and your new one.
Thank you. Well, it's on Amazon, www.amazon.com. It's called Dr. Marcia and the Case of the Missing Hot Dogs and Marshmallows under my name. And the second book, also on Amazon, Dr. Ru and the Case of the Hacking Hippo, Dr. Rachel Wellner, and also on my website, www.drru.health.
Okay, hold on, Rachel. Hold on. Be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Want to welcome back, it's been a while, but Dan Johnson, he's a personal trainer, and he is the fitness director supervisor at Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness Club, Seven Bridges here in Illinois. It's my home club for, gosh, the past two decades. Dan Johnson, hey, man, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Give us a little bit of background, Dan, on you leading to your fairly new position as a fitness supervisor over at Seven Bridges.
Oh, goodness. I've been at Seven Bridges since, I think, I want to say 2005. Was pretty much hired on as a trainer, given one client, and then from there on out went to many clients, went to a fitness specialist, moved away for a year, came back, trained some more, fitness specialist some more, and kind of worked my way into the supervisor director position, and this is where I'm at.
You know, it's interesting, Dan, you know, where we have at Edwards Health and Fitness over the years, I used to have some of my top figure skaters from next door, including the 2010 Men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, who grew up around the corner from you guys, used to come over and train. He did all sorts of different specialty training, but the hospital-based fitness center lends so much credibility. I mean, Edwards Health and Fitness goes back how many years?
A lot of years. I can't say how long, but it's been around for a long time.
I'm telling you, man, I was in on the meetings at Edwards Hospital, and all the doctors said, there's nothing exciting about fitness, and you guys have really been one of the leading organizations. It's been a difficult period, Dan, over the past year or so with the virus and gyms being closed and all of these things. It's great to see that things are coming back. Talk about some of the different programs that you guys include over there at the fitness center.
You know, I think we offer a huge range of things. I think the thing that's kind of differs from other fitness centers is kind of the clinical aspect of things. So we do offer your typical, you know, boot camp, step classes, Zumba classes, yoga, Pilates, things like that. But what kind of sets us apart is, you know, we have these clinically based classes. We can offer diabetic exercise classes. We offer exercises and classes for Parkinson's, Alzheimer's patients. We do prehab, working with all of the individuals who might be undergoing a potential surgery in terms of replacing hips, shoulders, ankles, and so on. There's a lot of program that we offer, and I think it runs the gamut of your basic boot camp to potentially someone who has just been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Well, like you said, you know, the clinical aspect, you know, we've been doing foot screenings there once a month for 20 years, give or take a few weeks, at mostly at the Seven Bridges facility, heart rehabilitation, the physical therapy group that you have there, you know, the inclusion of sports medicine. I hope you guys are using the Sand Dune Stepper on some of your proprioceptive classes that we
are
brought over.
We are, actually. Yeah. I use it more often probably than anybody else. But, yeah, no, we definitely do use it.
It's fantastic. We had some of the best athletes in the world. Again, you know, as a sports podiatrist, I'm a little biased towards the foot and ankle, you know. But many times we'll see that including – heck, you got the DARD in your gym, one of the original dynamic ankle resistance devices that the famous Bob Guida designed to work ankle and dorsiflexion. But the different array of activities that are available, and you do your own sports-specific training with some of your clients. What are some of the sports that you pay attention to, Dan?
Ultimately, I think kind of what I've done in the past and what I currently still do is I kind of focus on sports that I've had experience with. So that's your typical, honestly, baseball, basketball, and football. So I've worked with all those things, predominantly baseball, but I do work with soccer players. I've worked with a couple of hockey players, pole vault athletes. And really, in reality, it's not necessarily, doesn't always need to be sport-specific or skill-based, but a lot of speed and agility and quickness training. And I've been doing that since pretty much my internship all the way back in 2003. And that's kind of my specialty. I do a little bit of everything, but in the grand scheme of things, that's kind of what I do.
You know, it's interesting because in any sport, at any age, at any level, speed and quickness is so key, is so important.
Right. Definitely.
Balance and stability, whatever the sport happens to be, that's got to be cool working with some of these in the world of pole vaulting. And then you got the three sport letter sports sweater where you're talking about baseball and football and basketball, you know, with the old, the famous three. And, you know, and again, all of these different basics that go into training, so many of these different kids. And when you're working with some of these different kids, then you're working with families, you're working with coaches, you're working with parents. So how's your sports psychology skills, Dan?
It's funny, I took a couple classes on that, you know, in college and things of that nature, but it definitely takes over their lives. I know it took over my life when I was younger, but I mean, that was my life for pretty much all the way up till I was 20.
You know, it's interesting, you're talking about, you know, your one of the specialties being in baseball. You know, the team orthopedist, both of the White Sox, Brian Cole was my guest 2-3 weeks ago, and I've had the team doctor, the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, on probably 3-4 times. And it's amazing that there's Tommy John surgery on teenagers, Dan, because of the overuse in the pitching.
Right.
And again, the overuse in so many different ways. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Was the epidemic of overuse youth sports injuries, overscheduling, just too much. But, of course, here in the Midwest, you don't have kids playing baseball outside year-round.
Right.
But in some of the warmer areas of the country, you're running into some of these different kinds of problems. So you got to be a real educator with these young athletes, don't you?
Definitely. And you have to teach them the proper amount of rest. I mean, a lot of kids think they're supermen. They're young kids that they can do everything, and you got to understand they actually have to rest. And the parents need to understand this too, and the coaches need to understand. And I think we have to understand a lot of these high school coaches aren't really, they don't understand training, and I don't think they're ever going to understand training. It's all football, or whatever sport they're doing. And a lot of these kids, like you said, overuse becomes a huge issue, and they get hurt.
This is why we like to, and I have a chapter in my book called The Prodigy Sports, because as a fitness expert yourself, world of sports medicine, we want kids to grow up playing all different sports. We want them using different parts of the body. This is what we want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the prodigy sports, thinking of my specialty, figure skating, gymnastics, tennis, soccer, where today we see these kids specializing very, very early. And this is many times when I recommend to their family that they got to see somebody like you, and they got to get on a program that's protecting them as best as possible. And I know that's something that you agree with.
100%. I mean, it's kind of at this point in time, make or break, because they have to understand, like I said, rest, nutrition, proper ways to actually train, periodization, understanding when and what types of training they should be doing based on their in-season and out-of-season activities. And it's tough because that's a huge commitment for a lot of these kids, and they don't necessarily want to, you know, they might think they might not have enough time for that kind of commitment, but it's important. Otherwise, you know, like myself, I had 3 surgeries before I was a freshman in high school.
Bingo. This is, again, what the big deal many times is getting this education across, that we are in the middle of overkill. And again, that's the bottom line, whatever the sport happens to be. And once you get into the club sport, traveling sports, and things getting more and more serious, then we see many, many times things get out of hand. And this is when parents need to be educated. And we want to try to stay away from that exact sentence. He said, well, you had three surgeries before you were a freshman, which is like, accidents happen. Injuries happen. But repetitive motion injuries, you know, when I have 11-year-olds doing 150 double jumps a week, I mean, this is tremendous stress on the body. And these kids are younger and younger, more and more active. But in the world of personal training, you know, in an organization where you're dealing with people trying to stay on their exercise program, they're trying to get healthy, stay healthy, they're trying to stick to their diet. I mean, you got to be a psychologist if you're a personal trainer, don't you?
Yeah, but it's that way for pretty much everyone I work with, not necessarily athletes. But, I mean, you have to get them to understand the importance of all the things that aren't just related to their sports. And it's tough for someone who's 13, 14, 15, 16 to understand that. But, you know, you can't help but try, and you hope you get through to them, and hopefully you see them develop a career in college and, you know, hopefully even into the pro level.
You know, you never know. You know, I'm still looking for my next Olympic gold medalist, you know. you never know, especially when things are the earlier the better. And what's the site people could, there's a million programs that are going on in your facility and in and out of the hospital. What's the best site people could find out about all the programs at Edwards?
It's edwardelmhurst.org/fitness, edwardandelmhurst.org/fitness. It will kind of show you, generally speaking, we have two locations. We have the location in Naperville and Woodridge, and then you can click on a link of all the classes and other options that we offer throughout both fitness centers.
You know, when they built the Seven Bridges facility and you put in a children's area, this was a big deal at that time in the world of fitness where it was virtually impossible. There was, you know, daycare. It wasn't the activities for the kids. And that's been something that's been extremely popular, like we're talking about. We were just talking with my first guest, Dr. Wellner, about with her children's book all about healthy eating and childhood obesity and all these tremendous challenges. And I just thought that was pretty revolutionary when Edwards was built at Seven Bridges, which got to be 15 years ago. They included your whole area for children's fitness.
Right. It's a huge area. I mean, we have a full-size gym, two separate rooms. You could have classes in there as well. And then obviously you have the two separate childcare areas. But, I mean, and the things that we do over there besides, you know childcare, you know, small, you know, skill-based classes, and we do martial arts training and a lot of volleyball, sports performance and specific training as well. So, I mean, it gets a lot of use over there.
Yes. We want to talk more about that whole world. I used to see some of your kids in sports performance volleyball, which was another one of our specialties over the years. We're talking with Dan Johnson. He's the fitness supervisor at Edwards Health and Fitness Center. And we will be back with him. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Dan Johnson, personal trainer. He's the fitness director at Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness Club, Seven Bridges, my home club. We were talking about some of the great children's programs that we have. You know, it's interesting, Dan, you guys have incorporated a lot of the mind-body, the yoga, some of these other kinds of programs into the fitness world at Seven Bridges also, haven't you?
Yes, definitely. And Paula McBride, my coworker over here sitting right behind me, she's spearheaded all that and has definitely expounded and definitely had it blow up for us. And she's worked really hard to do that.
You know, there's been so much interest over the years. You know, I never knew great athletes who didn't include some aspects of yoga and what they were doing in their warm-up or their strength training, even the whole the mental side. In that regard, one of our favorite guests, Teresa Power, once a year, they sponsor Kids Yoga Day. It's international. Millions of kids take part in this activity, you know, learning about reducing stress, proper exercise, and some of the different programs. You know, it wasn't all that long ago that, that those things were thought to be voodoo stuff
right.
when it came to the world of fitness. And now I also see, Dan Wright, the incorporation of pickleball. You want to talk a little bit about the incorporation of pickleball over there?
Oh, man, pickleball. So we I would say about two and a half or so years ago, we got a couple of pickleball nets and some pickleballs and some paddles. And I know it's a big thing. It was down south in Florida, but it kind of made its way up here. And, man, it's nothing. It's awesome. I mean,
I wrote an article on the physicalness of pickleball. It's a quickie story in my office. I had two tennis players. The husband was the CEO of Central DuPage Hospital for years. He wore my orthotics for like 25, 30 years. They were both serious tennis players. And I hadn't seen them in a couple of years. They came into the office 4 years ago or so, and they said, you know, we have having problems with playing pickleball. I looked at them like they were nuts. What the heck is pickleball? You know, which is it's on a half a tennis court or half a basketball court and hitting a wiffle ball around with paddles. And we would see all these seniors playing, and we started saying, wow, everybody's getting hurt. So he said, we got to get these people to train in order to be able to, you know, it's a lot of movement, changing direction.
Oh, definitely. Speed and agility.
Right, you know, and to think, hey, you know, it's a great camaraderie. So the point was to get these people to get on the machines and get underneath your supervision, some of your colleagues over there, so we could stay away from some of the foot, ankle, knee, low back problem with pickleball.
Right. Yeah, we've seen our fair share of injuries here. So it's one of those things you have to work yourself in. It's a tough sport, but it's fun.
Oh, it is, but it exploded with everybody. Again, it reminded me of the jogging scenario where everybody started running and half of the people got hurt because they just weren't ready to incorporate something of a physical, you know, activity. You guys are always upgrading the equipment with state-of-the-art kinds of things, and you have specific classes. And I guess personal training is still as popular. How's the challenge been, Dan, the craziness over this past year in the fitness club world?
I think the toughest part is just getting people in here and getting them feel comfortable and to feel safe with what we're doing. So like any other gym or any other, you know, public space, extra cleaning, extra organizing and make sure we're socially distancing. And we're kind of getting back there. I think it's just getting people comfortable with the fact that we are a safe place to visit and perform a workout. And,
yes.
You know, obviously having
yeah.
a lot of trainers too helps.
I probably missed 8-9 months. Boy, did I miss getting over there to the gym.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with the resurgence and you know, with masks being used again, and one of the ironies, when I would have some of my colleagues, as a matter of fact, one of my inductees in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, colleagues of mine, is out in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they were arguing like crazy that staying healthy and being fit was one of the best ways to protect ourselves and our immune systems, yet these places were shut down. So there was all
right.
this kind of craziness going on, and it's great to see that that things are really, really back open. Because one of the best ways to reduce mental stress is to do some exercise, right?
Yeah, 100%. And it's as hard as that exercise sounds, it's actually pretty easy once you get into it.
Like a habit, like everything else. But again, it's
yep.
a really big part of the new medicine. And I know how much attention is paid to all the medical sides of things at the fitness center. Again, tremendous attention to nutrition. And the first sentence out of your mouth where you talked about recovery and what I call intelligent rest And this sometimes is still a tough sell when it comes to the athletic area, things like you were talking about, isn't it?
Definitely. And not necessarily just the athletic area, but in general, people who are, you know, trying to lose weight and so on and so forth, that they want to work out every day. But, well, they need to understand rest is important for everyone.
Yes, the important. We've had various experts over the years on the importance of sleep and, again, the importance of recovery. And, of course, this comes in the middle of the more is better philosophy that we see so prevalent, like you were talking about, whether it's the coaches overdoing it in school sports in one way or another, or it happens to be somebody who's banging his head against the wall because he can't stay on his diet and maybe he's not losing the amount of weight. I know you guys are paying a lot of attention also. You know, the balance fall prevention has become such a big deal, and that's something that you pay a lot of attention to also with your senior classes, isn't it?
Right, right. And you know, we have Connie Truesdale who kind of spearheads all those classes, and we have had fall prevention clinics themselves in the past. Not so much recently given the circumstances, but that's definitely something that we've incorporated to a lot of our classes as well.
And your running, who's your running coach over there who's been on my show a couple of times? How can I name his
name? That would be Lori Lassiter.
Lori's been on the show a couple of times with a tremendous educational programs and whatever. I don't know, did she run Chicago this year?
I'm not sure she ran it this year. I don't think so.
Maybe she was doing some intelligent rest, like you were.
Maybe she was doing that and convincing her clients of intelligent rest.
Yes, in one respect or another. You know, you mentioned volleyball, and some great players in the Midwest have been around forever, from sports performance and some of these other sport groups and these traveling teams. And when we're talking about all that jumping and all that tremendous amount of physicality with volleyball, it ended up being another one of the prodigy sports, you know, with all that jumping. So we really need some strength training to pay attention in those jumping sports, you know?
100%. And people don't understand that, you know, it's not just natural gifted talent. You have to work hard at things like that, but you have to also work smartly too so you don't get hurt.
This is one of the reasons we've done the foot screenings all of these years, again, where I sing them the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones connected to the knee. Half the girls I've seen over the past decades are knee trouble. That is foot and foot mechanics related. So many times, again, we try to take part in the whole educational, looking forward to getting back into that action, maybe again this late fall and winter, after all that time doing some of the screenings that we were doing over at Seven Bridges in that regard. And the fitness area, again, that you have physical therapy on site and the personal trainer taking part in educating these people is another important scenario. We're going to have to talk about that on the next time that we have Dan Johnson on. Dan, give us the website again. People can find out about all the programs at Edwards Elmhurst.
It is edwardelmhurst.org/fitness.
Terrific. Dan Johnson, program or the fitness director, supervisor. Dan, thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
Hold on, Dan. We'll be right back,
okay, everybody.
Sports Talk. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance, Stepper Two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor. The Sports Doctor is in segment. Quick shout out again, letting everybody know that I am excited to be involved with the Celebrity Speakers Bureau. Famous Bruce Merrin, celebrating his 46th year in the world of public relations. So we'll be talking more about that as time goes by. Bruce Merrin, celebritiespeakers.com. And you can check out more information. The Sports Doctor is in segment. We preview some upcoming shows. You've got some great stuff coming up. Matter of fact, one of the members of the Celebrity Speakers is my first guest next week, Dr. Vicki Coleman. She's psychology, anger management. Great topic, important topic, all areas of life, let alone sports. And then Mike Pia. Mike is the CEO of HitCheck. They just got involved in a new agreement with the National Football League Players Association, concussion awareness, concussion detection, huge topic. Following week, John Hermata, the famous Mr. Edge. John and I have been involved in the world of figure skating. John is a boot fitter, boot evaluator. Expert all areas of figure skates, and I participated in the book Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury, gosh, 8 years ago. So it'll be exciting to have Mr. Edge back. And then the world of chiropractic sports medicine, Dr. Eric Williams, another local guy, will be joining me. So great guests. Some emails. If you want to participate, email me, drrweil. sportsdoctor@yahoo.com, drrweil, sportsdoctor written out at Yahoo. Carol, my 13-year-old son is a figure skater. Are orthotics a step up? You know, Carol, yes. This is something we talk about a lot. Again, my poster boy, the 2010 Men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. I was already putting orthotics in figure skates for 10 years before I met him. And this has been the kind of success we've had with so many kids your son's age and younger, where orthotics usually are used because something hurts. Their feet hurt, their knees hurt, their ankles hurt. And we are looking to add orthotics to try to redistribute weight, properly support the foot, with great, great success. The exciting other half of that is what we've seen over the decades, which is improvement in all areas of skating, big time, edging, balance, speed, efficiency. So this is something we're very, very excited about. It is a specialty. You can check out my website, get more information on that. Ann says, both my 14-year-old girls play club volleyball. What are some of you thinking? You know, again, I was part of with the famous Bob Guida. We were part of the strength and conditioning team for the Olympic volleyball. Women's in the late 70s, men's early 80s. Been involved around volleyball for a long, long time. It's one of the most physical of sports. There's so much jumping. So we would many times pay big attention to the role of the foot. I've had great success. I just talked about figure skating being a step up. I'll tell you the same thing in the world of volleyball, where orthotics are the best thing we have to enhance alignment, to properly control lower extremity mechanics. Half the girls that I would see over the years, including volleyball, I was seeing them because their knees hurt. Not because they blew ligaments out or had surgical problems, but they had overused jumper's knee, runner's knee, and orthotics were a huge weapon. So look at that seriously. Besides the strengthening, strengthen those feet and ankles, work balance. Those are the two exercises I stress in the book, #HeySportsParents. And it's as appropriate for volleyball players as it is for tennis players, as it is for figure skaters. Number one, strengthen those feet and ankles. Rubber bands, great way to do it. Work balance, tilt boards, balancing on mini trams, the great sand dune stepper, Bosu. Strengthens everything when you work balance. Terry says, I'm 45 years old. In the world of running shoes, is less better. Not really, Terry. There's been tremendous emphasis to lighter shoes and less structurally. We've seen plenty of problems. I would say this. If you're a runner and you've had good success, you don't have a history of problems, you want to be able to look at a lighter shoe, a less aggressive shoe, I wouldn't fight with you. But as a routine, less isn't better. You want good structural control. You want to be fit properly. You know, in the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was still available on Amazon. We featured it again in the latest issue of MVP Parents Magazine. In the chapter Parents Perspectives, we were talking with parents of a young tennis player, young figure skater, young volleyball player, all who became very prominent players in their own right. And they share their experiences of parenting these child athletes. Some of the things that really, really make sense. This is really what the book is all about, both the physical side of this epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries and the mental side, the stress, the pressure on these kids. And this is not news to almost everybody in the world of youth sports. But there's just so much pressure. And we end up many times with, I was talking before about Tommy John surgery on adolescents because of overpitching and overthrowing and overhitting in volleyball with all of these problems. So a lot of great stuff, a lot of great excitement. But again, the pressure is on. We talked about it with my previous guest, Dan. He talked about recovery. He talked about rest in the world of working with these young kids because of so much dramatic overdoing it. So this is something that's great to get parents' perspective on some of that feedback, besides the expertise that's included in the other section of the book, which is sports nutrition, physical sports training, the mental side of things, coaching, sports parenting 101 with my co-author, Hall of Famer, volleyballer, Sharky Zartman. My topics in the book is the sports doctors in. We talk about shoes. We talk about orthotics. We talk about the challenges many times in youth sports, including even touching on the area of concussions. So again, when we came up with the moniker of an essential guide for any parent of a child in sports, it's more important today than it ever was. So, hey, thank our guests again, Dr. Wellner, Dan Johnson. Everybody stay safe. We'll see you next week. It's the Sports